This is New Jersey Public Radio. Good morning. Joining us now with her weekly look at New Jersey blogs and community news is Mary Mann. She's with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, David.
With all this focus on winter weather, let's talk about some of the local weather sites like Jersey Shore Hurricane News, Severe Weather NJ. Mary, how many people are using sites like these?
A lot of people are using sites like these. Jersey Shore Hurricane News has 220,000 Facebook likes. Severe NJ Weather has 167,000 Facebook likes. And then New York NJPA Weather, he does a lot on Twitter. He's got close to 7,000 Twitter followers.
That's amazing. So people are using these sites. Tell us how they function. Are they mostly calling our attention to reports and alerts from the National Weather Service that are already out there, or is this crowdsourcing? How do they get their information?
You've got it. It's a combination of the two. Steve DiMartino, who does NYNJPA weather, it's a mouthful, but he's a really serious meteorologist. He works for big corporate clients and provides very granular weather reports for them, but he also can give you, he can parse that National Weather Service data for you and read all the charts. And then you also have Jersey Shore Hurricane News doing a lot of crowdsourcing. They're doing it right now with today's storm, where they're asking people to plot to maps on how the plowing's going and when the weather's hitting their area.
So you can get really hyper-local, and I know Justin Osiello with Jersey Shore Hurricane News is great about getting those firsthand accounts, really getting people in the communities sending in those images. We can see exactly what's happening right now.
It's true. And, you know, you get people calling in, or I'm sorry, writing in and posting in from Egg Harbor Township. Last night, somebody was saying they heard thunder there. I think you were mentioning before when we chatted about a band of snow coming through, particularly heavy band of snow. So you can know, like, it's a bad time to go out and walk the dog, wait 20 minutes.
You know right when it's happening. Well, Mary, thanks for speaking with us today. Can you mention just those sites quickly, what they are once more?
Jersey Shore Hurricane News on Facebook, as well as Severe NJ Weather. And then you can find nynjpaweather.com or follow him on Twitter.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Once again, Mary Mann is with New Jersey News Commons at Montclair State University. This is New Jersey Public Radio.